Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The new kids of comedy bring the funny as all that. America's number one kids sketch comedy show returns with a new cast and a few familiar faces. All That returns to Nickelodeon for a new generation of kids on Saturday, June 15th. Now, the original All That aired from 1994 to 2005. Among the cast members over that period, Nick Cannon, Jamie Spears, Amanda Bynes, Lori Beth Denberg, Josh Server. Josh will be back, a talented actor and comedian best known for being the only All That cast member to remain through all six original seasons, many credits including Amazon Prime series Good Girls Revolt, starring in the feature films April Flowers and Await the Dawn. All That returns to Nickelodeon Saturday, June 15th. And two of the new cast members, Gabrielle Green and Kate Godfrey, along with original member Josh Server, joining us on This Week in America. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program.
Hey. Thanks, Rick. Awesome to be here.
What an exciting time for all of you. And Josh, I have to ask, what's it like when you look in the faces of these new cast members, including Gabrielle and Kate that you're with for this interview? And what do you think back to what it was like for you in 1994?
It's so surreal, Rick. It's like jumping out of a time capsule, but in best ways. You see all these kids, they're so sweet and smart and talented and so professional on set. It's just been an absolute pleasure to start really help usher in this new generation that loved the show so much. And I think the people who tune in are just going to love this new cast. They're crushing it.
It's interesting when you read the cast bios. I'm looking at Gabrielle and Kate, and I'm seeing all that they've accomplished very young in their careers, and I'm looking over to check the ages. Again, it's like 14 and 15, and I'm thinking that has to be a typo. It has to be 24 and 25 at least.
Seasoned vet.
What a talented group. Gabrielle, what is this like for you? Has it sunk in yet that you're part of basically what was a television history with All That when it premiered back in 1994?
Oh my goodness, it's just so surreal. I can't believe it. Every time I go on set, I feel like I'm dreaming, and I feel like someone's getting ready to like wake me up, and I have to go like do the dishes or something weird. But it's just such a
great
blessing.
You do have to do the dishes.
I do have to do the dishes.
Thanks
for reminding me.
We piled up some dishes after the interview.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mr. Josh. I really appreciate it. No. But it's such a blessing, and Kate and I and the rest of the cast have just worked so hard to get to this point, and we're all so blessed and thankful for this opportunity.
Yeah. Kate, talk about the audition process, what you went through, and then the waiting period as you're waiting and hoping for positive results.
Yeah, the audition process was super long. We auditioned six or seven times, maybe it was seven. And we had to write our own characters. We had to write two of our own characters, and then they provided a script for us. And we kind of played the waiting game. We waited, and then you would hear good news. You're moving on to the next round, and then we waited again. And I actually met Gabby at the test for All That.
Yeah, that was our very first time meeting, so little did we know we'd be here together.
I'm still waiting for positive feedback for my auditions back in the 90s. Nobody's called me, Rick. Nobody called me, but apparently they went okay.
Josh, what do you tell the new cast members? This is such an exciting time, but it's an education, it's fun, and it's a job. What do you tell them as they begin this exciting part of their careers?
I think you nailed it with all of those points. It is a job, they're working, but they're all such hard workers. They're going to school too, so they're bouncing back and forth. And I really haven't needed to give them too much advice or coaching because they really do, like I said, they've been throwing a lot at these kids, and they're really stepping up to the plate. I would just say, like you mentioned, have fun, continue to work hard, be humble, stay kind, and then just like you said, be in the moment and really enjoy this because they're part of something, you know, that people really love. So just, you know, to be present and really, you know, take it all in.
Gabrielle, what are we going to see on the new season? I understand we've got some new sketches. We've got some of the classics that'll be coming back, guest stars, music. What are we going to see the upcoming season?
Yes. So this, All That, is the same pop culture phenomenon that you guys know from the 90s, just with the modern spin on it, new cast. We're still bringing back the original sketches, original cast members, and we have a lot of musical performances that you guys will see.
And for the OGs, we're keeping the original theme song too.
Oh,
they
yes.
decided to keep the original theme song, so there's a lot. There's a lot of the marriage between the nostalgia and the new take on it.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Kate, talk about some of the music groups. I understand you got a pretty big name to come in for the highly anticipated premiere on the 15th.
Yes, we were lucky enough to have the Jonas Brothers perform, and it was crazy. It was so surreal watching them perform, and they're amazing, and they're so nice. It was just unbelievable.
And we'll be watching for the premiere. This is All That returning to Nickelodeon on Saturday, June 15th. Gabrielle, when you look at this, there's so many aspects. It uses just about all the talents you have. What do you look forward to the most as a cast member on this series?
Oh, goodness. I'm just so excited for everyone to see all of our hard work, because the seven of us have just worked so hard on this project. We put our sweat and tears, no blood yet, but we put our sweat and tears into it.
It's early. Yeah. Early in the season,
Rick. Yeah.
We're going to protect the kids. We've got to protect the kids.
Yes, yeah. But I'm just so excited for everyone to see our hard work. It's really exciting for us.
Kate, part of
it's
your background.
It's really cool that the show is premiering while they're still working on it and still shooting episodes. So that'll be fun for them to get to see the work like on the big screen as it's going on in real time.
Kate, a big part of your career up to this point, you're 15 years old, has been the Broadway Youth Ensemble, dealing with other people. Talk about that particular skill, because you'll be doing a lot of that. This is an ensemble that you're with on the new All That. How important is that relationship you have with everybody? Because you have to be very trusting when you're working skits with somebody else.
Yeah, definitely. You have to trust your other castmates, and I'm lucky enough to have the rest of my castmates are so nice. We're best friends. We get along so well. And trust is really important, especially because some of the skits we do are pretty crazy, and you want to have trust in your castmates that they're going to, you know, help you.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's a great skill to have, you know, teamwork and trust.
I got about a minute left. Josh, when you look back, and you have to be doing that a lot, this is a time to look back as you see all these kids taking off on this adventure that you went on so successfully. What did you learn from all of that? That was very early in your career. What was this the foundation for everything you've done since then?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a state of always looking back while I've been part of this experience. Like, it's just a constant state of that. I would say, you know, while we were doing it, it's really hard to look forward and have that kind of forward thinking that 25 years later, the people would love the show, right?
Yes.
And still be talking about it, and now it would be rebooting and relaunching. So that's hard to say when you're that age that you could even think that far in advance. But All That has absolutely shaped my entire life experience. I was, you know, like these kids, working a little bit professionally before All That, but it was the biggest thing that helped change my life. And it really, what it taught me was, you know, what I really want to do and what I love doing and what I'm passionate about, because you got to do it at the highest level, right? The writing, the jokes, the
yes.
hair, makeup, the lights, that big stage. So it really did. It set the tone for me finding out what I, you know, what I want to be when I grow up.
It's the return of Nickelodeon's All That, the number one kids sketch comedy show. New cast, original cast members making special appearances. It premieres on Nickelodeon Saturday, June 15th. With us, two of the new cast members, Gabrielle Green and Kate Godfrey, along with Josh Server, who's back. Uncle Josh is back in the set working with the kids and giving them...
Fun uncle is definitely the role.
Or crazy uncle, depending on how
yeah,
you look
pretty,
at it.
Pretty much.
Congratulations to all of you. Looking forward to the remake of All That. You'll see it on Nickelodeon Saturday, June 15th. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Rick, awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.